Chevra, I want to share my Torah that's very sweet and very special to me. It's a Torah that came to me actually this past Shabbos Kodesh. And I'm sure others must talk about this and say this. I can't imagine not, but I haven't found it anywhere yet. And it's another reminder to me of the depth of Torah, that you could see the same episode and the same parsha year in and year out, and just every year see new amkus. And that's the beauty and the depth of Torah that has Ein Sof. In Perek Gimel of our parsha, we have the famous episode and story where Moshe Rabbeinu is standing by the snab, by the burning bush. As God, as the Eibishter has revealed to him for the first time, speaks to him for the first time. But based on a question I saw in the Nami HaMelech, it just zoned me in to read these psukim. And Mamish is just like full of questions. Listen to the psukim. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis. First of all, Vayera Malach Hashem Elav B'Labas Eish Mitoy Chasna. Did you ever pick up, first of all, just very simple, first of all, he saw a Malach of Hashem engulfed in a flame in the Sna. We all, you know, as a young kid, we're all taught Moshe standing, and he sees an image of God, of fire. What God? It says Beferish in the Pasuk. It was a Malach of Hashem. Horror number one. Boer. He saw the Sneb burning. Beish and fire. Vasne in Ukal. And the Sneb, the thorn bush, was not being consumed. Good. Listen to the next Pasuk. Vayomer Moshe. Moshe said, Asura na. I'm going to turn and see this great image. What do you mean turn? Did you ever, and see the great image? The pasuk before says Vayar Malach Shem Balabaseish. He was watching it. He saw it. He saw it already. Exactly. Actually, it says twice Vayera Malach Hashem Vayar Vinei Asne. So now, what do you mean? What's he have to turn for? Why is he? Where is he turning? And then why is he called Amara Gadol Zeh? And see the fire. And then the Nami Melech asks in the next few words, and he says, "Madua lo yivar hasna? Why is the sna not burning?" The pasuk before said it was burning. Vina hasna boer. It was einenu uchel. It wasn't being consumed. Now he says he turns, and he says, "Why is it not burning? It should be. Why is it not being consumed? It was burning." It wasn't being consumed. It wasn't uchal. Have you ever pick up on all these questions? Like, it's mamish, like, none of it makes any sense. Pasha. So I want to suggest as follows, Chevra, and this is just my read. And I'm open for all discussions. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing, he saw he understood it was a malach, as the pasuk says explicitly. And at that point, the malach, a malach is this celestial being, it's a spiritual being, it's fire, it's represented as fire in this world. It was burning in the bush and not consuming it. And guess what? Moshe thought that all made sense. That's all good. Like, it makes sense that if a malach came down to this world, for whatever reason, to want to interact, that it would be looked at and appear like a fire. But it's not an actual physical fire, it's a malach, so it's not consuming the bush. Like, check, no problem. That didn't bother Moshe, he doesn't have a problem, he saw that and good. But you know what, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe says, Asurana, I'm going to turn. I'm going to turn and see Amara Gadla Zeh. Amara Gadla Zeh means even greater than this, something greater. What's greater than the malach? I'm going to turn to see the Eibishter. The malach must be a malach yasharis. The malach, Bistama, maybe it was one of the four malachim. Could have been Uriel in front of him. Could have been Michal on the right. Could have been Gavriel. Oh, Michal's mamash on my right. Could have been Chvestish. Gavriel on the left. Who knows? Rafal in the back. So I'm going to turn to see the Mara Gadol. What's the Mara Gadol? Vasura Naveres. Mara Gadol Zeh. The Eibishter. Then when he saw the Eibishter, and this Eibishter was also this fire, as we're all taught. He says, "Madua lo yivar asne." The Eibishter is in this world and he's not burning down whatever he's touching. How could he not be? Then he's thinking the Eibishter. The Eibishter is so special, so kadosh. How is he not burning down the world if he's here? First of all, just a read on the Pesukim. So what does he answer back? What does Hashem say back? You know what Hashem says back? Hashem says back that the highest kedusha in this world is to understand, to find me in everything physical in this world. The higher kedusha, I don't have to burn up this world. That I'm mitzamtzem myself in a way that I could be found in everything, and you could even touch me, and you could even connect to me, and you could find me in everything in this world. And I don't have to be in this way that's so spiritual and so holy that I can't connect to this world. Rav Shimon bar Yochai came out of the cave. When I shared this Torah with my Talmud Chaver, Rav Yared Elisha Ginsberg, this was his aura. He said, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, when he came out of the cave, he's burning up the world. That was one level of Kedusha. He had to go back into the cave to come out and not burn up the world. That was a higher Kedusha. The Eibishter is obviously the highest Kedusha. He's interacting with this world without needing to burn it up. And that's what he was teaching Moshe now. And what are his first words? Hamakom asher atom itsham admas kodeshim. Don't think just here. I'm not just a spiritual being up in heaven. You know where you're standing right now? That's also holy ground. Wherever you are, I'm there. I'm in this glass with the iced tea that my Eishes Chayil makes. The Eibishter's here. The Eibishter's in everything. And then he continues and read the Pesukim to tell Moshe, you know Mitzrayim with all the galus? I'm there as well. And I see the pain. And I'm going to bring them out. And I'm going to be by their side. The first lesson to Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader of Klal Yisrael. You don't need to come lo b'shamayim. You don't got to come up to heaven to find me. I'm not this fire that burns up the world. I mean everything. You could connect to me. You could connect to me. And we have to believe it as well. We have to believe we, every one of us, could connect Hashem every moment in everything that we do. Of course, when we're learning, of course, when we're davening, but when we're eating, when we're hanging out with our friends, whatever we're doing, I could connect Hashem, and Hashem is by my side. He's there. He's with me. In every single moment. We should be zoich to feel him in our lives, to know he's by my side. That was the first lesson to Moshe Rabbeinu. So clearly it has to be our deepest lesson. When we know that, then we'll be zoich to see him revealed in this way of Eish. Hayo bayom ha'u yeh Hashem echad ushma echad with bias Mashiach gula shleima v'mehir b'yameinu. Hey, look at Shabbos Kodesh. 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 Shabbos Kodesh